This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Thank you very much.
Everybody was just thinking like we were thinking. Like, because I was buying into it completely. I was like, oh yeah, let's go make our bit of noise in this bunch of noise. And you know, and these leaders are going to listen and actually do something right. It just feels stupid.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine, the show where vibes go to get harshed.
You better now, man?
Yeah.
You better?
Yeah.
Feel all right, huh?
I am your host, Stimulator, and as regular viewers of my fucking show may recall, a few months back, me and my crew of submedia slaves put out a report on the masturbatory spectacle known as People's Climate March, aka
Circle Jerk 2015,
which is being coordinated this fall by corporate greenwashers of 350.org and the collectivist petition slingers of Abbas.
Hi there, would you like to sign my petition?
No way, you freaking pinko!
Well, apparently by suggesting that the marching in a Wall Street-funded parade to address climate change was essentially the same as publicly slapping your salami with 300,000 of your closest friends, I must have touched a nerve. Because no sooner that this shit hit the interwebs, that my inbox began to fill up with shrilly worded emails from mainstream environmentalists, and concerned messages from peeps who said they agreed with me for the most part, but thought I had gone a bit too far.
Fuck you, you fuckity fucker. What will you think when you are being basted in the broth of God's righteous indignation, motherfucker? Lol, and your website sucks ass big time biatch.
And it turns out that y'all were right. Because in the lead up to the historic COP21 climate conference kicking off November 30th in Paris, and no doubt influenced by the unprecedented popular demand for a more sensible energy policy,
there's even people who are trying who are part of the government.
A lot of Americans are going solar and becoming more energy efficient, not because of tree huggers, although trees, you know, are important.
Trees are still my jam.
Last month, the man your mama calls Obama tabled new legislation called the America's Clean Power Plan, a comprehensive, wide-ranging initiative to restructure the United States' capitalist economy and roll back emissions, just in the nick of time to save humanity from cataclysmic runaway climate change. Nah, I'm just fucking with you. The role of corporate environmental NGOs like 350.org and smooth-talking shit-peddlers like Obama is to promote the idea that a cushy transition to a new green capitalist economy is possible, if only enough peeps would just put their faith in the democratic process, either by voting or expressing their right to peacefully march in a giant fucking circle.
This is the one that's gonna change everything.
But despite this comforting illusion, the hard fucking truth is that unless it is actually stopped, capitalism will continue to destroy the fucking planet. And the only way it can be stopped is by physically shutting shit down by direct fucking action.
The United States is the second largest polluter on Earth behind China.
To truly make a difference,
we must overthrow the United States government.
Like in Germany, where for the past 3 years, eco-defenders have persistently put their bodies on the line to disrupt the operations of a massive fucking coal mine owned by German energy conglomerate RWE. This sprawling industrial monstrosity is the single largest source of greenhouse gas emissions on the continent. And the insane-looking industrial excavators used to pull low-grade brown coal out of the ground are some of the largest machines in the fucking world. The mine is located in the steadily declining Hambach Forest, one of the last remaining millennial forests in Western Europe, and consists of an interconnected system of conveyor belts and train stations which they transport coal to a nearby power station. Shutting down any link in this chain can deactivate the whole fucking thing. The sheer size of the mine, combined with the geography of the surrounding territory, makes it an ideal playground for the centralized actions carried out by small crews, and troublemakers in the region have been doing just that, occupying the surrounding forest with presets, blocking railroads, and chaining themselves down to excavators and other machinery to grind production to a halt. In the past 2 weeks, the mine has been shut down twice by activists chaining themselves to the main conveyor belt, and the repeated use of these tactics is beginning to have a serious effect on the company's bottom line.
It really needs people to come here, to stay here, and do direct action. It's really a lot of sensitive infrastructure here that could be seriously harmed by just a small group of people.
Whoa, this just took a dark turn.
Anti-mining resistance is also heating up in motherfucking Greece, where residents of the northern peninsula of Chalkidiki have been fighting for years against the development of the Mount Scouris open pit gold mine, owned by Vancouver-based Eldorado Gold. Construction of the site, which is already well underway, requires the clear cutting of a local forest, and critics charge that the mine, which is situated above a local aquifer, will inevitably leak all sorts of toxic shit into the local water supply. Anarchists and other peace have lent their support to the struggle against Scouris, which has included a February 2013 arson that torched the company's offices and damaged their machinery, as well as militant solidarity marches in the cities of Thessaloniki and Athens, where supporters have engaged the Greek riot pigs in street clashes. This struggle has heated up over the past several weeks, with the Syriza government temporarily suspending the operation of the mine on August 19th, and about 2,000 peeps heeding a call from Beyond Europe Coalition to join a demonstration at the site on August 23rd, which soon led to intense clashes between militants and the Greek Popo.
Okay. People don't just freely walk in.
So,
because we're blocking pipelines out, we're not blocking everybody out.
I'm not a pipeline though.
She has been on high alert at the Unistone camp over the past couple of weeks after it was discovered that the RC and pigs have begun massing in the surrounding area and warning First Nations Band Council leaders that the large-scale policing operation was imminent. This sharp escalation follows repeated attempts by Chevron and TransCanada employees and RCMP agents to gain access to the site.
Let's go back to your car, because you guys don't have permission to come across here.
In 2009, members of the Unistone clan set up the camp as a means of blocking the development of oil and natural gas pipelines through unceded Wet'suwet'en territory. And since then, it has become a central rallying cry for opponents of the
motherfucking tar sands,
as this infrastructure is necessary for its further expansion. On August 27th, a group of 50 prominent organizations and individuals sent a letter to the RCMP, provincial and federal governments, warning against any attempted move on the camp. In an online statement entitled "We Stand With the Unistoten," was quickly signed by thousands more organizations and individuals across the world. In the face of this widespread support, the RCMP was forced to publish a rare press release announcing that they had no intention of taking down the camp. Regardless of the statement from the RCMP pigs, the situation at the time of writing is still extremely volatile, and peeps should be getting ready to put plans into action if any move is made against the camp.
We're not afraid of the Harper government. We're not afraid of anybody that's going to try and forcefully put their project through our territory when we've already said no. So we had people make vows that they will shut down major highways to impact the Canadian economy if Harper government's going to ignore the Indigenous people.
To my survivors, to my uprisers, yet to my savages banging on the colonizer, we the survivors, we the uprisers, yeah, we them savages banging on the colonizer, yeah, we them savages banging on the colonizer. We are finally facing the end of the cycle, an end to the terror fueled by the Bible. Nature's turned against the civilized pale face. Join the struggle or live in denial. The choice is yours, really got the rifles laid out for you to claim. And I can show you just where to aim. Some a big thunder with little rain, but we the mythics on the can't be contained. Yeah, we the mythics on the can't be contained. How it feel knowing we're the very last survivors of a once wild world, and the ruling class don't want us around as reminders. We are evidence of the casual killings studied on Plymouth Rock. The genocide sparked by the thief and vile pilgrims. Any warriors out there listening? We need you if you're able. We need you to be willing. We defending our people. No more playing the victim.
Around 10 years ago, lefties around the world were creaming their shorts because commie heads of state were sweeping elections all over South America. The media called this phenomenon the pink tide. Oliver Stone even made a fucking movie about it. But indigenous peeps have been considerably less stoked with these new socialist leaders, as their lands continue to be exploited by capitalist oil and gas extraction. Like in Bolivia, where even though indigenous president Evo Morales advocates for the rights of his peeps and Pachamama, or Mother Earth, Just last week, Guarani land defenders in the Chaco region were blockading roads in an effort to block oil extraction on their territories. Evo responded by sending 300 armed pigs to greet his comrades with a barrage of tear gas and ultra-savage violence. Or like in Ecuador, where President Rafael Correa, who made a big splash amongst the Greenpeace crowd when he enshrined the rights of Mother Earth in the Ecuadorian constitution, with the support of the National Confederation of Indigenous Nationalities of Ecuador, or CONAIE, an umbrella organization of different native groups from across the country. Well, late last month, Rafael sent his dogs in to viciously put down a national stoppage called by the CONAIE, brutally attacking his former allies and leaving many of them injured. But not all natives ended up getting their asses handed to them. In the Amazonian region of Macas, Ashuar homies chased down the pigs with spears in one of the most memorable riot porn clips I've seen in a long fucking time. Check this shit out. So, to find out more about the who, what, where, when, and how, I spoke with Carlos Perez Guartambel, president of Ecuarunari, Ecuador's largest indigenous organization, and part of the CONAI. Hey Carlos, how the fuck are you?
Golpeado.
A bit beat up, rough up, wounded, but alive.
In August, y'all made a call for a nationwide stoppage. How did it go?
On the 2nd of August, the uprising kicked off with a march from southern Ecuador to Quito. It was a march of 800 kilometers and it took 12 days. We arrived on August the 13th, which was the day we paralyzed Ecuador, with road blockades and marches in the main cities of the country, and of course in the capital of Quito, with more than 200,000 people. This national stoppage continued until August 22nd. And there were 200 injured and more than 200 arrested. We have been engaging in a resistance against the mining state, the capitalist state, the colonial state, the patriarchal state, the racist state. Because we don't want mega mining in ancestral lands. No mega mining in water sources and zones of biodiversity.
And what the fuck are some of your demands?
President Correa has abused his power. He came in gathering all the proposals from indigenous people, such as plurality, the right to resist, the rights of nature, the human right to water, 21 collective rights, basically a constitution filled with the rights, an ecological and humanist constitution. But on another part, it's alarming because it destroyed the governmental balance of power. Now there's no democracy in Ecuador, because he manipulates the Justice Department and he manipulates the legislature. On top of this, he wants to stay in power in perpetuity. In December, they're going to try to institute indefinite election terms. He has already ruled for 9 years, and because he can manipulate the legislature, he wants indefinite election terms so that he can rule in perpetuity and become a dictator. Our second demand is for an expansive land reform. Right now, 1% of private landowners possess 65% of the flow of water. That is to say, that water is now in private hands of landowners and companies that sell water. In the same way, 5% of the private landowners possess 60% of arable land. And now Correa wants to bring in legislation that prioritizes private landowners and prioritizes monocultures and prioritizes land hoarding. And that doesn't seem right to us, because there are 1 million families in Ecuador that don't have a piece of land and who are literally kicked out of the countryside and into the city because there is no land or credits to buy land. On top of that, our resistance is against extractive industries. We don't want oil exploitation in the Yasuni in the Amazon. There was a lot of talk that the Yasuni was the lung of the Amazon, but Correa wants to exploit this ecological reserve. And we resist mining companies because they want to mine in water-rich areas. And they would dry out lakes, lagoons, and rivers. And through this, they will contaminate and poison us. This is why we resist.
On August 19th, the motherfucking resistance beat the shit out of some cops in the city of Macas. Let's watch that shit again. Anyway, what the fuck happened there?
Bueno, no solamente es en Macas.
It was not just in Macas. They took the political center of the executive and other areas on the zone. because the government was denying them the right to build a road that would connect some communities that are rather isolated, and because of all the things I've been talking about. Also, it was not just the police, but the army was there too. Thankfully, they were so well organized that there were no arrests. But what we saw was a supreme resistance from the Achuar people. We didn't let the government get away with it. This ended when the government acceded to let them build the road.
Oh, that's fucking great. But I think we need to watch that shit again. Oh my. Anything else you want to add?
A pesar de esas detenciones, todas las detenciones.
Even through all the arrests, and through all the beatings, kickings, and punchings that we received, through all the injuries and traumas, even through all of that, people have taken the firm decision that when the people rises up, there is no way of stopping them, and that the only way to resist the current regime is to take to the streets, take to the squares, and to make the streets light up.
Haciendo de que las calles se calienten.
Thanks, Carlos. And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine. If you are new to watching my fucking videos, check this shit out. I put them out every other week. You can get these riot porn mashups downloaded directly to your pacifying device by visiting my fucking website and subscribing to the podcast. I also put up a playlist of the music I use and links to some of the videos I stole with every edition. The videos are made by consuming massive quantities of taco units, which are generously donated by slaves like you. So if you want to do any of the shit I just mentioned, just visit my fucking website, stimulator.tv. With that in mind, I want to give many motherfucking thanks to all the slaves who transferred taco units to my belly in the past 2 weeks. So, muchas gracias to Willie, Gerard, Samuel, Jeremy, Renzo, Breton, Ranco, Alexandra, Andrew, Ricky, Audrey, Gomo, Gregor, Claire, Sarah, Premadasi, Gregory, Samantha, Martin, Jonathan, Steven, Christian, Shannon, Kyle, Dylan, Miguel, Francois, Benjamin, Jennifer, Jania, Anders, Justin, and Monica. Albondigas. I also would like to give a warm welcome to the newest members of the Ta Conspiracy, Cami, Martin, and Johnny, Pepita Contasajo. Stay tuned this month for more reports from the streets of mayhem and from land defenders deep in the fucking woods. And remember, la lucha libre continúa, hermanas. They never gave us an option of ever fighting back. But we'll be damned if our people still get molested. Sit here praying for them sick motherfuckers and then protect them. And wonder why that summertime all of our people wanna die. Cause everybody turn away, it's out of sight and out of mind. We out of time though, we losing all that sacred. You mistaken this love for our people and call it hatred.